Now, I begin reading here at verse 16. He says to this church, and we're speaking now to the church in Pergamum, "Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly. I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth." In other words, the only cure was repentance. They needed to turn to God and the sword of my mouth, and the only answer is the word of God. As this letter reveals, it's not in any church today. What a mistake we make if we think that the church is the answer. Now, the true church, made up of believers in Christ, are the body of Christ, and they're to be lights in the world, as he makes it clear here. But we need to be very careful that it's not the church, it's the person that you identified with. And it's the word of God that becomes our authority. Now he says in verse 17, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." And this is for you and me today. "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna." That hidden manna was the word of God. This is the hidden manna. "And I'll give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth him." Now, the one that overcomes is the believer in Christ. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, never because we are overcomers, but we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Now, this hidden manna, again, it speaks of the word of God, but of the person and death of Christ. The Lord Jesus said he was the bread. Moses didn't give you the true manna. He is that. And the believer needs to feed on Christ. I want to emphasize it again. This is a must for spiritual growth. And actually, Christ is hidden from view today. He's not known or understood today at all. My, how they have abused him and how they have missed out altogether. Now, the white stone suggests the believer's not blackballed. You're never blackballed in heaven. This is rather a difficult figure to interpret. White is everywhere the color and livery of heaven, is the way Trench put it. Now, the stone, I think, and let me just say this, the stone here is not a new name for you and me. Christ is going to give to each one of his own a stone. And that was the way they did things in those days. If you had an intimate friend, you gave them a stone with a little message on it, some word or some name that you'd given them. And on that stone is not a new name for you and me. It's a new name for him. In a way in which he means to you, he doesn't mean to me. And the way in which he means to me is not the way he means to you. And each one of these names, I think, will be different. And it will be personal. And it will be intimate. Now, that's going to get rid of that song, "There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine." Well, you can sing that all you want to. The new name is not a new name. It's a new heart that you've been given, a new life. You've been born again into the family of God. Now, I don't know about your new name there. Scripture doesn't mention that, but he has a new name he gives to us.